2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Dave and Dejanovic, a new conversation.
All right, here we go.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Be Ready Utah, in-depth coverage with Dave and Dejanovic.
Continuing our special and ongoing in-depth coverage to help families be ready in different kinds of emergencies. We're talking back to school. I know kids hate to talk back to school before they actually go back to school. We're talking about it. What you need in your backpack to help your child be ready at school in case of an emergency.
It is. It's like the guillotine just hanging over your head. Like, back to school is the worst. I hate it. I loathed that time. August was the worst because you just knew. You're counting every day down. Feels like it's going to be right on top of you. But as a parent, you have to address these things. You got to get some new shoes. You got to buy the Trapper Keepers. They're not Trapper Keepers anymore, but
they have
whatever.
They actually have them.
Really?
I've seen them.
That's
yeah.
still a thing?
Let's get with Mom. She's a mom of five. Mom of five, Maria Tejumulia. Did I say your last name right, Maria?
You did. You
Yay.
Did. Very good.
All right.
That's more complicated.
So your oldest is 11 and going into sixth grade. You've got a one-year-old, so almost a toddler there, probably not quite ready for school. What do you do when it comes to emergency preparedness for your kids?
Yes, having my kids prepared for emergencies is so important because, I mean, think about it. We are sending our kids off to a different location outside our home, with hundreds of other kids for a good chunk of their day. And we live in Utah where, you know, we could have an earthquake at any point in time. Like, we really could. Or, you know, even a blizzard in the winter. Or we could, you know, there's a variety of different things that could happen at any point in the day. And they're gone for a good majority of it. And so having them empowered and equipped with the tools and things that they can not only have to stay safe, but also to stay calm is so important. So important. I couldn't say it enough. And so what I do with my kids is, you know, I try to provide them with the tools and tips to be able to do that. I mean, granted, they're little, right? Like, yeah. My kids are young, but having specific kits ready for them is part of my strategy for sure.
I think one of the areas where I've really fallen down is we live relatively close to my kids' school, so they could walk home. I don't know if they know our schedules. Like, what days does mom and dad work? What time should I expect dad home? Oh, dad's not going to be home for another 3 hours. That's something my kids have no idea. Like, dad shows up sometime in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do to get some of your kids the preparedness as far as, like, understanding what an emergency situation is? How do we talk to them? How do we prepare them? What do you do?
Yeah. That's a really great question. That's a really great question because, yeah, you're right. We're in a similar situation where my kids, we live within a mile of their elementary school. And one of the things that I worry about is them thinking like, oh, if an emergency happens, you know, there's an earthquake or things are chaotic, I'm just going to walk home, which, you know, is the last thing I want them to do, quite frankly, because, you know, there's a lot of things that could happen in between the school and home. And so, part of what we do to prepare our kids for, you know, for emergencies and for the school year and for situations that are abnormal, like a disaster, is, you know, having, of course, the supply kit of, you know, having some little extra change of clothes and shoes, whatever that we leave with their kids, the kids' teacher, but also having in that supply kit a plan, like just taking 5 to 10 minutes as the parent, sitting down and thinking, okay, all right, if this happens, then what do I want my kids to do? And I mean, as you know, when an emergency hits, our brains kind of go out the door. We kind of forget even if we've like thought through the plan, it's hard to remember all the details of it. And so writing it down and typing it out and then printing it off and putting it into your child's kit is really powerful. So that whenever the emergency hits, all they have to do is pull out this little piece of paper teacher can pull out the piece of paper and it says, okay, you know, for example, mom and dad will come get you from school. Do not leave the school, right? Follow your teacher if that's what I want to do. But also on there's also a plan B. Because, I mean, plan A would be like, yeah, stay at school. But then think, okay, what if that is not possible? Or what if mom and dad have to leave their home and have to be away? What is plan B? Who are the emergency contacts? Where is meeting location number 2 or 3? You know what I mean?
Maria, that you bring up an excellent point. Maria Tejamulia is a parent of 5 kids. She's, you know, so grateful that you're calling in right now, Maria, because we're getting kids ready for school, back to school. Parents want their kids to be ready if an emergency strikes in school, all part of our Be Ready Utah series. I think one of the important things that parents need to do, and hopefully they're doing this as they re-register their kids, but make sure the emergency contact lists at the schools are updated, because emergencies come in all different shapes and sizes. An emergency can be a couple of kids hurt on the playground to, as you've pointed out, an earthquake. The other thing is I would just get so frustrated as a parent as we were paying for these cell phones as our kids grew, you know, older and got into their teenage years, and they'd go to school with, you know, 4% battery. And I just feel like that's another way we can empower our older kids or our kids who carry cell phones to be prepared in an emergency. I mean, cell phones may or may not work, but at least it's a point of contact if they are, you know, up and running during an emergency situation, to have those cell phones charged up. Give us one other tip, one other thing that you have your kids carry in their backpacks in case of an emergency. Is there one thing that you think is super important for parents to know about?
Yeah, you know, I think there's two ways to think about it. There's kind of like the long-term, kind of like the not so often emergencies, but then there's a lot of everyday emergencies that that could happen. And so if they had one thing to put in their backpack, I would have this little pouch of those emergency supplies. I loved how you just talked about the cell phones being, you know, at 4%, right?
Right.
And so in that little everyday emergency kit, I would have, for sure, like a little extra portable phone charger. You know, those things that sometimes you get as free tchotchkes from, you know, going to the different fairs or whatnot, or you can go buy one over at, you know, the Walmart, whatever. Having one of those charged up in there, I mean, alongside of, you know, the feminine products, the brush, the deodorant, the, you know, a little Advil for them, you know, just a little emergency kit, but something that they can keep in their backpack that is with them at all times, that they know is exclusively for those just everyday emergencies that, you know, don't need to be handed over to the teacher, but that could be carried with them.
Maria Tejamulia, thank you for joining us and great advice. We appreciate you taking the time to join us. If you have any questions about emergency preparedness, not sure where to start, find the answers at beready.utah.gov.
Dave and Dujanovic. Get a quick blast of news each morning.
From Ukraine to Utah County.
You'll hear it first.
And accurately.
On KSL.
Listen weekdays between 5 and 9 to Tim and Amanda.
Utah's morning companions for news.
A stranger with a gun came upon 2 teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.